The following program is sponsored by Shoreline Transportation Services and is responsible for its content.
Here in Ohio, homeowners, taxpayers, and business owners alike are facing the weight of ever-rising, unjust property tax. Because of this, it's time we come together to speak out, question, and demand change. From Citizens for Property Tax Reform, that conversation starts now. This is the voice of the people.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Voice of the People. We're brought to you by Citizens for Property Tax Reform. We are a local grassroots nonpartisan group seeking property tax relief for senior citizens and property tax reform for all Ohio homeowners. I'm your host tonight, Keith Davey, and I'd like to tell everyone that our show tonight is sponsored by one of our steering committee members, Bill Homan from Homan Oil. Take it away, Bill. Tell us all about Homan Oil.
So my company is a family-owned and operated business. We've been collecting used oil and processing it for 79 years. So when you get your oil change done, whatever shop you go to, ask them if they deal with Homan Oil, and put a good word in for us and say, hey, if you are, awesome. And if they don't, say, hey, why don't you deal with the family-owned, local-operated company and give it and send some business our way. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Bill. And I got to say, for being in business 79 years, you look good.
Oh, thank you. three generations.
Okay, I just want to clarify that. So thanks, Bill, for sponsoring us tonight. And you, too, out there can sponsor one of our shows. We need the help to stay on the air. And if you're interested in sponsoring one of our shows, go to our website, and you can get the information on how you can sponsor a show or donate to us. So before we get started, I'd like to do some quick introductions. We have our number one producer with Salem Media tonight, Style.
Hey, good evening, Keith.
How you doing, Style? Okay, and we have Beth, our media relations lady.
That's me.
Hi, Beth.
Hey, hey.
We have Connie. Connie is our call girl and also our volunteer coordinator. So we are a live call-in talk show. We do take live call-ins during the half hour. So, Connie, would you give us the numbers folks can call into tonight?
Yes, there are two numbers. You have an option. Area code 216-901-0933 or 888-677-9673. I'll say them again if you didn't have a chance to write them down. 216-901-0933 or 888-677-9673.
Thank you, Connie. And we also have Kyle, who is going to one of our steering committee members and co-leaders. And Kyle is going to give us an update on what events we have coming up here in the next couple weeks. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, how you doing, Keith, and welcome back. This is going to be a week from tomorrow, everybody, May 28th. This is going to be at 7 p.m., the Rocky River Republicans meeting. This is going to be in the back room at the Buffalo Wild Wings Westgate Mall. That's on Center Ridge in Fairview Park. And Chuck Barchi is the leader, and we want to thank Chuck. He has helped us out at the march protest we had downtown Cleveland. And he also was very instrumental in helping us get signatures on phase one. So thank you for that, Chuck. And the next meeting is going to be a week from Thursday, May 29th, also at 7 p.m. This is going to be in the community room. This address is 7595 Walton Road in Walton Hills. Mylon Verzek is the leader there, so we're looking forward to seeing Mylon there. So listen, this is not just a presentation. This is going to be an opportunity for everybody to come out and sign the petitions. So if you want to find out more, this will be on our website, reformpropertytax.com. Again, that's reformpropertytax.com.
Beautiful. Thanks, Kyle. So you'll be able to come to these events and sign our petition or volunteer to circulate for us. So real quick, I'm going to start off before we get involved in some of our stuff here. We don't have a call-in guest tonight. This is one of our roundtables, which we usually give you some great information. We have a lot of fun. So just a quick update. So on the petition itself, which I'm sure most of you have been following, so the Committee to Eliminate Property Taxes in Ohio, which is actually a separate group from our group, got through the ballot board committee last Wednesday, I think it was, or Thursday, and they approved our language unanimously that it was a one-issue amendment. So after that, there are some Ohio Revised Code stipulations moving into the next phase of this thing. And so our attorney and committee has been drafting the new one for our 413,000 signatures we're going to need statewide. That is going to be available starting tonight. And if you've emailed us and asked to receive that petition, Beth will be sending it out to you tonight or tomorrow. So again, we need to collect a minimum of 413,000 signatures in 44 of 88 counties. Our goal is to collect 600,000 so that we know we have good signatures. And so we're going to need all hands on deck. We're going to need as much help as we can get. We're going to need people coming and signing at our events, which we'll let you know about. We're going to need volunteers to help circulate for us around the state. And Beth is going to talk a little bit about that now. Go ahead, Beth.
Well, I'll make this quick. If you're interested in volunteering, and if you're already signed up with us, then drop me an email. But go into our website at reformpropertytax.com if you haven't already signed up with us, and get your email in there so that you're on our membership list. We're going to be sending information out to members on how to communicate with us on volunteering, and we need your help.
We need bodies. We need help.
Yes.
We need help. So, yeah, go to our website, contact Beth. You can also call or text her. What's our number they can reach you at, Beth?
I just went 216. Blank. 216-452. I'm so tired. 452-2961.
Repeat it.
216-452-2961. Is that good, Kyle?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if they heard the first thing.
Thank you, Kyle. Kyle's the enforcer. Thank you.
Okay, so here's the thing. If you're already signed up with us, the preferred way of communicating is to drop me an email.
Yes.
Okay? So if you can't, just give me a call and we'll return your call.
Yes. And we've received, just an overwhelming amount of emails in the last week. And so if you have emailed us and asked for, follow up, quite this and that, we haven't forgot about you. We will get to you. So please be patient with us.
We definitely will.
Yes. Yes, Bill.
And same for Facebook as well.
Oh, yes.
The list
Facebook.
Is long, yep. So we're doing our best to get caught up with everybody.
And what's our Facebook site, Bill?
Citizens for Property Tax Reform Ohio.
Great. Beautiful.
If you've gone into Facebook, the most effective way to get on our membership list is to go to reformpropertytax.com. That'll get you on our membership list, and that'll get you, we can get you plugged into our volunteer list from there. So we're referring everybody to reformpropertytax.com.
Beautiful. Okay. Yes, quickly.
What? Just real quick. Also, you can get to the Facebook page on our website. On the bottom of the landing page, there's a button
right.
to click to that. And you can also donate to our cause because we're going to need some help with signage
yes,
and gas and so on. So
yes, and you can listen to our show live on the website too, which our fabulous guy put together. So anyway, we do have a call in. I don't want to let this lady wait too long. We have Mary from Cuyahoga County. Mary, come on on. How you doing?
I'm doing well. First of all, I really want to thank you guys for all the effort that you seem to be putting into this movement. And as a realtor, I've been kind of watching it and I've been starting to think about the impact that this could have on the real estate industry. As your audience may know, these are very, very difficult times
right.
for buyers to buy houses,
yep.
Mainly because there's the inventory just isn't there. Right. And it isn't there for a lot of reasons, which I'm not going to, you know, go into every single reason, but mainly people who have houses really don't want to sell their house
right.
because they really have nowhere to go because everything is so expensive. And if there were no property taxes, that might influence their decision to put their house on the market.
Correct.
If they weren't having to pay a large portion of money to property taxes. So it might have an effect on really putting, giving people incentive to put their house on the market.
Okay.
For the buyers right now to try to buy a house, what they have to go through is very, very difficult. You know, in Cuyahoga County, now this is just Cuyahoga County, and, you know, your audience may want to take note of this. The average price for a house that's sold in April of 2025 is $280,000.
Wow, that's now, the average in Cuyahoga County. Wow, boy, that really came up. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, because in January of 2020, 5.5 years ago, the average was $175,000.
Whoa.
So that's a 60% increase just in 5.5 years. And for a buyer to buy that house today at 7% interest, because that's where we're at right now, with $56,000 down, 20% down, his payment is going to be $2,100 a month.
Oh, my God.
And,
unaffordable.
And $450 of that is to the property taxes.
Wow, $450. Wow. Oh, my Lord.
So it's like for the buyer, the prices are high, the interest rate is high, the property taxes are high, homeowners insurance is high.
Yep.
Everything is high. And the burden that we're putting on these kids, it's heartbreaking. And many say to me, they may, you know, 20-year-olds, well, we may never be able to afford to buy a house.
We have people say that here in Ohio now.
And, you know, it's tragic. So you know, as your movement is beginning to, you know, really take on speed here, it causes me to think how beneficial this could be for people to be motivated to sell, and then for buyers to afford to buy.
Wow.
And then maybe everything will level out. So anyway, I just want to thank you so much,
Mary. I appreciate the kudos. And hopefully, as a realtor, you probably know a lot of people. Maybe you'd be willing to circulate a petition for us.
Well, I was just going to ask you, so
okay.
how do I get a petition? What do I need to do?
Go ahead, Beth.
Okay, well, what you want to do is you want to sign in on reformpropertytax.com. And that'll get you into our system. You'll get a welcome letter, respond to that welcome letter, and we will get you set up really quick.
Okay. Beautiful.
All right. You know, again, I just want to thank you guys. So
no, thank you. And I love the perspective from a realtor, because a lot of people don't really think of this, especially, you know, young people. You know, it's not just us old folks that are having problems. You know, it's been hard for a young person to buy a home for quite a while, and then when you throw on that extra $450 a month,
right,
just for property taxes, I mean, that just makes it unaffordable for some
people.
Right,
and that's on an average of $280,000 house.
Right.
And you know, we all know all you have to do is, you know, go online. That is not the peak price.
Right.
You know, average first time home buyer could be $350,000.
Yep.
So, I mean, those are huge numbers.
Huge.
So, anyway.
Well, thank you so much, Mary. That's great information. Thank you. Call in again, and we look forward to maybe meeting you at one of our events.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you guys.
Thanks so much. You know, and, you know, so thanks. You know, that was great. And I love getting some other perspectives from other businesses, how this affects people. And, you know, a lot of people just think this is an old folks issue, which it is not. This is starting to affect young people. And I think the other thing that hit me when Mary talked about the average price per home. So that goes to the unrealized gains taxing on these homes.
And that therein is one of our major problems. So you've gone from, I think she said like 150 to 280,000. And when they evaluate your home, they're using these high numbers as your basis for your property tax. So this, you know, going from 120 to 280 in 5 years has raised all of our taxes.
Right.
Just incredibly because of this mass appraisal system that they do, which I believe is illegal. But that's what hit me today. And I know when she said that, it's go, okay, so you've increased the price per home on an average in Cuyahoga County. And, you know, Cuyahoga County is not one of the richest counties in Ohio either. So you have a lot of people. And so another, all that raised value because of the housing crisis has just gone to raise our taxes. Yes, Beth?
Here's the other thing. You know, even if you rent, like say that, you know, we keep talking about homeowners.
Right.
But renters get it too.
Mm-hmm.
And so commercial property even more so.
Yes.
Everybody who rents pays property tax.
Right.
Because
correct.
You're paying every time that landlord, every time their property taxes go up, your rent goes up. And I'm sure if any renters are listening, you know this. So, you know, this is an important part, an important thing to remember, an important point to share with your friends.
Right.
Maybe they're renting and think, that doesn't apply to me. Oh, yes, but it does.
Oh, yes, it does. And, you know, and that's a good point, Beth, because I've had people say to me when we do signings, well, I don't own a home. So, well, it doesn't matter. First of all, if you're a registered voter and you're renting, whatever your situation is, you can sign our petition. And like Beth said, you know, either at some point you may want to buy a home or, you know, I mean, rents itself. This is why a lot of older folks aren't selling their homes. Because the rents now, I think the average rent in Lakewood is like $1,800
correct.
A month.
Yeah,
we can't afford to sell our house and move in an apartment.
And so, that's for a minimum.
Wow.
That's
right.
for like a
that's
one
like
bedroom.
A nothing.
Yeah.
Bill, did you
have some? Yeah. So, I mean, you also have, like I said, you know, commercial leases.
Right.
That, you know, a lot of them do 1, 3, 5 year usually. And it's like, you know, with these assessments here that just came up, and now we just found out last, you know, from our other show last week, that they're talking about a 10% increase for the next 3 years.
Right.
Every year. So we're talking about a potentially 30% increase on top of what we just did. When these leases become time to renew, the people that own those properties are going to be forced to jack up the leases substantially.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what's going to happen? The shops that are in these buildings that they're paying these huge lease increases, that's going to get passed over to consumer. So not only are the people that are homeowners going to be footing the bill on their homes, they're also going to be paying increased prices for the goods that they buy from these shops as well.
Right.
Even that'll include gas stations, anything
or,
that you're getting. Anything.
Or Bill, they're just, you know, the people that own the business and are just going to close up and say the heck with it. I mean, we had dinner a while back. In our first phase, we had the whole family sign our petitions at an Italian restaurant on the west side that I love. They own the property they're in and a property across the street. They own the properties. And he said with this last increase on the commercial property, he's pretty much willing to just call it quits. Now, that goes to, you know, I travel around the city, Cleveland and Cuyahoga County, all day, every day. And you already have incredible amounts of commercial space that's vacant now.
Yeah, yes. And it's been vacant for a long time in some cases.
And people talk about, especially in the poor neighborhoods, these food deserts and everything. It's just going to get worse, and this doesn't help it.
Well, I also have a friend who has a restaurant in Parma area, and he's looking for another location because his lease got up so high, and he was on the news about it about a month ago. He said, I'm not going to be able to stay in business. I can't stay here. So he has to look for another place.
Well,
right.
Every place
right.
he goes, is he going to turn?
It's probably going to be a smaller location or something. I mean, people are forced to downsize then, which is not helpful either.
We have another caller calling in. Terry from Ohio. Let's get, is this Terry? You're in the air.
Yeah, I was calling to see. I've got an email saying I was a coordinator.
Ah, thanks, Terry.
That pertains to, and as far as the list, what all we need to get to have signed. Do you guys have a form that's coming out or what we need there?
Yes, indeed. We should be having something come out this evening or tomorrow morning, between this evening and tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And then you'll get some information on that. I appreciate you calling in.
Terry, thank you so much. Yeah, we're going to give you all the information that you're going to need to be one of our coordinators, and that's a very important position. So thank you so much. But we are going to get you everything you need, Terry. Trust me.
Okay.
Great.
And as far as the coordinators, I'm just working with people that are collecting signatures.
That's correct.
Yes. Yeah, in your area.
Where
do you live, Terry?
South of Columbus in Madison County.
Oh, God bless you. Good, man. I love it. Oh, Terry. Hey, I don't want to cut you. We have Bob from Avon calling. Terry, we'll get back to you. Thank you. Bob from Avon, you're in the air.
Hi. Sorry if this question's been asked or if I'm a little behind. I kind of heard about this group a short while ago, signed up. I want to try to get some petitions out there, and I want to thank you guys.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Bob.
If I could, and I apologize if this is a dumb question.
No.
My opinion on property taxes is they want to be pulled out by the roots, not reformed. And I'm a little confused, frankly, about there's the reformpropertytax.com and committee to eliminate property tax. And I want to be able to explain to folks that might be signing the petition about what it is we're actually doing. So I'm a little more excited about eliminating and less so much about reforming, if I may. What exactly are we trying to accomplish here?
Yeah, no, so you're right. So, and that's why I try to differentiate between there's actually two separate groups. Now, the committee to eliminate property tax is a committee, and that's a committee that I'm actually one of the five on there. And the petition that we're signing and circulating is to totally abolish property tax in Ohio.
Wonderful. Good.
Yeah. So Citizens for Property Tax Reform started out a couple years ago before this petition came online. And, we've been working with state legislatures for 2 years trying to get reform of some kind, some substantial reform, and they have done absolutely nothing. So that's where we had to go to the full-blown, like, okay, well, you know what? If you're not going to help us, we just have to eliminate it totally. And so, we are going for total elimination, and we're not getting a lot of, I haven't had anybody not refuse to sign our petition yet. This is an easy sell, but, and just while we're on that topic, Bonnie, I just do want to say this, when you circulate these petitions, you're going to get people that say, well, you want to defund this and that. No, our group, Citizens for Property Tax Reform, and the committee to abolish property tax is not advocating defunding schools, libraries, township. We're not advocating defunding anything. All we're saying is we want to move that to a different type of tax, a different type of way to pay it that's not attached to our homes.
Yeah. And that's make exactly. This. So we actually have property ownership, and so it's
right.
An indirect
right.
Tax.
You just rent. Go ahead, Beth.
And here's something else. For a moment, when we're getting signatures, a signature is not a vote.
Right.
Okay, a signature is not a vote. What this petition will do is give the Ohio citizens an opportunity to vote on this issue.
Right. Correct.
So people are there's a little concern there that putting their name on is the end of everything.
Right.
No. This is just giving us the opportunity to vote on it.
Right.
That's all
exactly.
It is.
Yep. Yep.
And this should be an easy sell. And is this going to be then a constitutional amendment for the state of Ohio?
That's correct.
Yes. And just to clarify, because you're going to get asked this question too, and of course, I think it was brought up in one of the articles today. So we are attempting, we're going full bore to try to get this on the ballot by November 1st, which means we have to get the 413,000 signatures by July 1st, which is going to be tough. But the encouraging thing, and when you tell people that if we don't make the July 1st deadline, that their signature will be good and carry over, and then we'll put it on the May ballot of next year. So that's all we have to do.
Okay. Fantastic. Thanks so much for your time.
And
thanks for all the hard work you guys are doing.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Thank you so much. And we'll be in touch with you very quickly. Okay. Good calls.
Yeah,
what else we
awesome.
Got?
I want to go back to this renter thing.
Okay,
real
go
quick,
ahead. Yep.
Because this is really important. Renters pay property tax. People,
right.
Renters pay property tax. Oh, yeah. You know what? We've got a quote. We've got...
How much time we got now?
2 minutes?
2 minutes.
Oh, we have something from John Whitlich. Drive-by appraisals. Well, we'll have to get to him
sorry.
Next week.
Yeah, John, sorry. We're going to carry it over to the next
week.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. No. And it goes back to that... mass appraisal thing. So again, just to highlight before we got to end here, thank you so much for the wonderful calls. Thank you. You'll be getting information from Beth tonight. Please reach out to us if you'd like to sign, if you'd like to circulate. We need circulators big time every county of the state of Ohio. Thank you, Roundtable. It was a great conversation. I enjoy this. Thank you so much for your hard work.
Thanks, everybody. And
thanks, everybody.
And glad you're back again.
Oh,
welcome
thank
back.
You. Home and oil. Home and oil for all your all needs. Thank you, everyone. God bless.